But that wasn't all. The lava was flowing into the reception room and over to the fireplace, which had opened up into a kind of lava waterfall, a chute down through the floor to measureless depths, and all the lava in the house, for the house was now a lava lake, was flowing in that direction. All of the furniture that had not yet completely burned up or melted was now headed toward the fiery plunge. Bloop! There went the rest of the big leather couch. Flomp! The large cabinet with the games. Only the pet pad remained with little Wonton, the blonde Pomeranian dog, clutching the edge, looking down at the bright red flow.
"We've got to do something," said Mildred.
"Yes, but what?"
asked Leroy and Stevie. "Well, shall they leap like a bat onto the dining room table? Or see if their shoes are magically able to walk on lava?"